Westlock. Westlock County will go forward with close to $500,000 worth of bridge work this summer in Divisions 1, 2, 3 and 4. At their April 25 regular meeting following a recommendation from Transportation and Utilities Manager James Plain, councillors voted 7-0 to accept the low bid of $494,990, excluding GST, from Griffin Contracting Limited for bridge work and maintenance as part of the 2023 capital budget of $832,441. Sao Tony Kulbiski noted the remainder of that total encompasses a scattering of other work across the county. Plain said they've worked with Griffin in the past and they can complete this type of work in a satisfactory manner. In addition to Griffin, Bridgman Services Limited, Formula Alberta Limited and Volker Stephen Highways submitted bids for work on bridges 07105, 08430, 70558 and 71038. So, it's just not a matter of the lowest bid. The competency is there as well? Asked Cowan. Sherry Provençal. Correct, Plain replied. Sounds good to me, she added. A letter from MPA Engineering's Chris Bosters also recommended selecting Griffin and notes the modified tender price, exclusive of site occupancy and GST, was $470,990, which is $80,260, or 15%, lower than the C estimate dated February 15, 2023. The D estimate included an addition 10% contingency of $49,499. And $70,928 in engineering fees for a total cost of $615,417. Specifically, BFO 7105 is slated to cost $97,228, BFO 8430 is tabbed at $95,878, BF 70,558 is $226,184 and BF 71,038 comes in at $197,628. Griffin Contracting Limited's price is low compared to the pre-tender engineering estimate and other bidders. MPA has contacted Griffin Contracting Limited and confirmed they are comfortable with their price, reads the letter from Bosters in part. Both MPA Engineering Limited and Westlock County have also worked with Griffin Contracting Limited on numerous past bridge repair projects. Their past performance has indicated that they can complete this type of work and they have always completed projects in a satisfactory manner where we have been involved. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.